I'll drink off my bottle each night for my share, and as for a mistress, I'll never take care. The one makes me jolly and ever more gay, but a mistress destroys by her sporting and play. She drains all my blood till I look quite as pale as a thief that's half-starved, long kept in a jail. She enfeebles my nerves and doth shorten my life, and empties my pockets, and so will a wife. Then women make asses of those that you can. I'll find out a comrade, some jolly young man, and in our full glasses we'll laugh and we'll jest, so perhaps for diversion we'll drink to the best. When our senses are drowned and our eyes they do pink, and ourselves do not know what we say or do think, our wits we conceive are far better than they, who to the sack bottle could ne'er find the way, than a pox of those misers who hourly do scrape, and knows not the virtue that lies in the grape. Then beauties farewell, for I'll ne'er be your slave, nor for your fair looks I myself to a grave. But the bottle I'll hug, which preserveth my life, puts an end to my sorrows and banisheth strife. When my thread it is spun and my hour comes to die, like Diogenes I in a sack but will lie. And that close wainscot room shall my body confine, who valued not women but love good wine. To Bacchus I'll surely be a sacrifice, and ne'er be entangled by ladies' fair eyes, whose delight is to seem unto sigh and to mourn, and their eyes they do feast when they see men forlorn. What a fool is that man that will bow and will cringe to beauty, so he doth his freedom infringe. And whilst he might live and forever be free, himself he deprives of his chief liberty. His rest it is lost, and his spirits do fail. He's a foe to himself, and doth build his own jail. Then give me the lad that will swim in the bottle, and not in salt water like vexed Aristotle. For had he but then been acquainted with sack, his judgment in tides he never would lack. When he by his study his brains did confound, he leapt in the ocean, and there he was drowned. But this liquor of life, which I so much commend, to every true toper will prove a true friend, and wash from his heart all his sorrow and care, in poverty keep him from doubt and despair. Then who can but love this unparalleled thing that makes nobles of peasants and drink for a king? If the mind be disturbed, take this liquor but free, and you'll find in a moment you cured will be. If you grieve or do mourn for the loss of a friend, this liquor undoubtedly comfort will lend. 'Tis good for all men, and in every condition will keep them from charge of a prating physician. Then match this canary, I'll sing forth thy fame, and will against beauty forever exclaim. For he that doth once fall in love with the vine will never have reason at all to repine, for it cheers our dull souls while we merrily sing, long live Charles the Second, our sovereign king. In the height of our sport we know treason conspire, to be brisk and be merry is all our desire. Our hearts have no harbour for any ill thought, we despise spite and malice and all that is not, and in our full bumpers we'll laugh and we'll sing, and for our diversion we'll drink to the king. In the height of our sport we know treason conspire, to be brisk and be merry is all our desire. Our hearts have no harbour for any ill thought, we despise spite and malice and all that is not, and in our full bumpers we'll laugh and we'll sing, and for our diversion we'll drink to the king.